Some of the more unconventional newcomers to the world of hard-boiled fiction are lesbian feminist detectives. Critic B. Ruby Rich writes, "If there's any one book that perfectly balances literary, feminist, and detective demands, that's sexy and witty and has the best title to boot, it's Mary Wing's tale, She Came Too Late." There's a new Mary Wings novel that just came out called She Came in a Flash. The heroine of both books is Emma Victor, a radical feminist turned amateur detective. The new mystery involves a women's benefit concert that gets a dubious donation from the Women's Freedom Foundation, which turns out to be affiliated with a New Age cult group. Here's Mary Wings reading an excerpt from She Came in a Flash.
I sat a moment looking at the valley. I thought about a gay man I knew who worked for what used to be Ma Bell Phone Company. He might help me with the phone number of the Women's Freedom Foundation. I went into the beautiful California weather and shut myself in the sheet metal box where I spent most of my Californian life, a beige 1973 Plymouth Satellite custom sedan. I put the key in the ignition and the engine slowly turned over. Maya appeared from a barn hauling a sack of organic starter feed. "Thanks for checking out this Women's Freedom Foundation thing, Emma," she blew me a kiss. "I'm not doing it for you," I said. "I know, you have a true revolutionary soul, Emma." I let that one go. We both knew about my revolutionary soul. It had been relativized away. What was left over was an inclination to work on projects that went in the right direction, and if a few thrills came with the territory, that was okay, too. It was time to clean up a few loose ends, fetus fanatics and the verbal agreements of rock stars. I didn't know then what a dirty job it would be.
Mary, is detective fiction a vehicle for you to express a certain cynicism with the all-embracing sisterhood of 1960s feminism and the duty to be constantly affirming?
I think that there was a kind of, and there is a kind of feminist pedestal combined with a sort of Californian, let's have a nice day culture, everyone being really friendly to each other and not disagreeing too much. And there's an underside to that that I definitely wanted to uncover.
Your main character, she used to be more of an activist, and you know, as she describes in the reading that you just read, she's changed. Has there been a change in you over the years, in terms of how you see yourself within the women's movement?
Sure, there has been a change in me. For one thing, I think the difference between what was happening in the late '60s and early '70s, and all that incredible sense of idealism. I know that I and my friends really thought that we were remaking the world, and one of our sort of illusions was that we were going to have new relationships that were going to be completely different than anything that went before.
Right, especially because there were lesbian relationships. You could really, like, start from scratch culturally in mainstream America.
Exactly.
Why did you start writing detective fiction?
I started writing detective fiction for a couple different reasons, but I think the main initial sort of motivation was that I was living in a non-English-speaking country. I was going to dinner parties that lasted for 5 hours where I didn't understand a word of what anyone was saying. And I had this feeling like, hey, you guys, I can make conversation too. I can tell jokes and anecdotes, but there was no real arena for me because the most I could express was things like, I go store now. So I would go back to my room, and it was sort of like playing with your Barbie and Ken dolls. I would just sit there with my fantasies, and I would create my own dinner party and my own dialogue. And as I had visitors from America, I became really enamored again from a sort of new perspective of American English, because it is so playful and open and colorful and malleable. People are willing to say just about anything in American English, and I like that so much. So those sorts of memories and that kind of isolation really spurred me to create my own world on paper.
One of the reasons why I read a lot of detective fiction is because it's filled with interesting observations, because the detective is always walking around narrating about what they're observing. And your novels are filled with interesting observations about women and the women's movement and you know, the lesbian feminist community. For instance, in your first novel, Emma Victor, the amateur detective, has to get dressed up sometimes to go to, say, a party where a mysterious funder is going to be, who she's investigating. And in order to get into this party, she has to dress up in women's formal wear, and that means shaving her legs, putting on stockings, wearing high heels, putting on an ironed formal dress. And she thinks of herself as dressing in drag. And she starts, like, walking in a different way. And I thought that was very funny. And I think you don't have to be a lesbian to relate to that, to feeling like you're putting on drag when you have to dress up in certain women's clothes.
Yeah, there's so many situations in life, especially for women, I think, where we're judged so much by our appearances and all these sort of little attributes that we have. I think accessories is the word, in fact, that we're often in one kind of drag or another.
In your new book, Emma has moved from Boston to San Francisco. Why did you have her relocate?
She needed the sun. She was getting really pale. And I'm more familiar with California myself. And also, I could use my own feelings in moving back to California to bring into the book that sense of tension and my own observations as I was sort of repatriating here.
The novel set in San Francisco, and the plot revolves around this mysterious, possibly dangerous, New Age cult group called the Divine Vishnu Inspiration Commune.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of what you're doing here is trying to understand the attraction of a group for women where the women can come and kind of dress like princesses,
mm-hmm.
and where women are equated with intuition and receptivity and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what fascinates me is the contradictions. It's obviously really easy to make fun of a group like that, but on the other hand, I really wanted in some way to feel attracted to it myself. And, you know, a place where life is really sort of solved in a situation like that. And to that end, I actually went sort of undercover into a cult group in Amsterdam. I had a lot of friends there who were aware of that group, and a lot of people were bicycling around the canals wearing all red clothing. So that's what I did. I signed myself up for a weekend intensive.
What was it like?
First of all, I felt like I had to get my costume together, and most of my friends had purged all the red clothing out of their wardrobes because they never wanted to be remotely associated with this group. So I, in fact, was borrowing red clothes from friends that were from the middle 60s. So I had these bell-bottom trousers. Everything was in pink and red socks and red tennis shoes, even down to red underwear. And I signed up for this weekend intensive, and it was very scary. It was a lot what a lot of other people say about these kinds of things. They don't leave you alone for a minute. You're constantly being given instructions, given exercises, herded around, herded even to the bathroom and back, constantly with a group. And there was a real emphasis placed on constantly emoting in these workshops. And people were doing things, they were just kind of going off the deep end is what it looked like to me. And it was a pretty scary experience, actually. I left after the first night. I wasn't able to complete the whole thing. And I didn't feel really good about it. I don't think I would make a good undercover reporter. I felt dishonest about it. I felt like too much of a voyeur, really, in that situation.
Have you ever been in a dangerous situation? Have you ever gotten yourself into serious trouble like your character does?
No, I've been fairly lucky in my life not to have been in a dangerous situation, but I'm aware that it happens all the time. And I think that is something that perhaps makes these books attractive to women, is that we live with all this sort of unspoken danger. I live in a house where it would be, which is on the ground floor, and it'd be really easy for someone to climb in the window. And in fact, I did find someone peeking in the window a few years ago. And it reminds me that we are always in this, we are living with a sense of danger and very real danger all the time, even if nothing happens to us. So that sort of hidden, covert feeling that's there all the time may be worked out in a book like this.
There's love scenes in your novel, sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've taught erotic fiction.
Mm-hmm.
When you first started writing, did you find that hard to do?
It was very interesting writing about sex. What I realized was that I kind of wanted to play with all the genre conventions, so I knew there should be a lot of suspense, and there should be some violence, and there should be some drugs and drinking in there in some way or another, and that there should also be sex. And at what point was I going to pull the shade down and you were only going to see the silhouettes at the end of the chapter? And I thought, I want to go a little farther and just see what it's like to write about it. My first feeling right away, I remember blushing as I was writing this stuff, and I thought, everyone's going to know what I do. Since then, as I've read sex scenes that other authors have written, I realize I never think that about them. The initial feeling when you're writing this stuff is that you're just revealing yourself completely.
What detective fiction did you read and like before you started writing?
I didn't like very much of it, actually. I like some of the early 40s hard-boiled things like Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler. I didn't like so much the poison tea in the Vicar's Garden kind of Agatha Christie sorts of things. I like the things that had suspense, and I like the sort of more noirish kinds of novels.
Are there things you didn't like about the hard-boiled fiction that you read that you wanted to do differently?
There was an incredible amount of drinking. I mean, when I started counting the drinks, I wondered how they could even get their way sort of through them. And also, it was too hard for me. The sort of anti-hero still needs to be fairly vulnerable, and some of those heroes certainly weren't.
Okay. Mary Winks, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.